Good afternoon, you're listening to Verum Sports, and it's always a pleasure to speak with and introduce back to the show one of the hardest working people in sports. It's the mighty Kat Ratnapala, director of netball, head coach for the ever impressive Saracens Mavericks. Good afternoon, welcome back to Verum Sports, Kat. How are you doing?
Thanks, Tony. Really good, thank you.
Excellent stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, they say a week's a long time in politics. It's an absolute eon in sports, isn't it? So much to unpack. Last time you and I spoke, you guys were sort of on the way to Edinburgh. Great result against the Strathclyde Sirens. The win there, again, another 60-pointer, plus 68-38. You beat the guys up there up in Edinburgh. Meant you actually leapt up to the summit of the Vitality Super League. Again, you know, it was obviously a long season, lots still to talk about, but that must have been really sweet, avenging a narrow loss, which actually ended your season in 2018 against the self-same opponents.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've actually, the last 3 years that we've gone up to Sirens, we haven't won. So actually going up there and taking the victory was fantastic, and the performance as well that we were looking for. So yeah, it hasn't been a great place for us going up to Scotland, but yeah, thankfully we went up and we delivered this time, which was really good. And yeah, after that performance, we're sitting in second of the table, which again was fantastic. So to finish the halfway point and to have played everyone, finishing in that second spot was great, and that's absolutely where we wanted to be. We always said that we wanted to be in the top four, so
absolutely,
finishing in second place was good.
Absolutely. Again, I think sometimes in sport and in life, it is important to get these monkeys off the back. I've been chatting to the head of communications for Watford, and obviously good luck to them in the semi-final very soon in the FA Cup. But for a long time, back in the last season, they had this horrible run where they just couldn't score on the road. And sometimes I think it becomes self-fulfilling. People like me talk about it, expose it, and gets into the head. So it must have been nice, I think, to get a very impressive W going up there, all the way up to Edinburgh a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely, yeah, I think it can be, and it can be just a mental block to think, you know, are we able to do it, and is there something about the venue, and is there something about the opposition, etc. But no, I mean, the girls have got everything they need to have, and that's what I have to keep on reminding them. You have got all of the tools in your locker to beat any team in this league, but it's just remembering to do that at the particular time and using your ammunition at the right time. Yeah, they absolutely did that against Sirens, so really pleased with that.
Great word there, ammunition. I'll tell you what, who's who's really shooting like a dream at this moment is young Georgie Fisher, player of the match in that Strathclyde game. 95% shooting accuracy. That's phenomenal.
Absolutely, yeah. Georgie is really, yeah, she's a real target in that shooting circle. She actually went out to goal attack as well, so to maintain the shooting percentage, both shooter and to goal attack, was fantastic for her. And she's up on that leadership board in the shooting circle for across the Vitality Super League, not just within Mavericks, but across the board as well. And yeah, she's doing fantastic. To be honest, the players up in Scotland, it was a real tough one. I think I could have picked seven of them. It was really good, and I was really pleased with the performance. So yeah, onwards and upwards.
Yeah, absolutely. Just flashing back a week in time, that victory was your fourth straight in what is an incredibly competitive league, as you've explained to us. There was always going to come a point where that sort of that momentum flipped, or you know, lost a little bit. An inevitable defeat has occurred last week out in front of the home faithful. Again, it was a narrow one though, against table topping Manchester Thunder, 57-49. You cite an awful lot of unforced errors. Was that frustrating, or does it give you hope, given how that Manchester are table topping, just how close maybe one thing goes right your way here or there, you are to the Thunder at the moment?
Yeah, we are very close. Thunder are now sitting on top of the league. They've been together a long time, and I think for any club and any team that have been together a long time, you know each other really well. You know how each other work, and you can continue to build on previous seasons. And yeah, absolutely. Karen Gregg's side, they're a strong side. There's no doubt in it. They're a really strong side. They don't give up the ball easily. They've got, in all areas, all court areas, they've got real strength. Not necessarily international players, but some real strength and some real homegrown talent that are coming through. We were up in that game in the first quarter and the second quarter. And to be up by 5 goals and 7 goals isn't good enough to lose that kind of lead. And so, yes, it was a disappointing loss for us. We definitely had that team to take that opportunity, and we didn't push on when we needed to. And it was sloppy errors that cost us dearly. And we just can't afford to give someone like Thunder a gift horse in the mouth, really. Any of the 5 top teams, we can't afford to ease off and to give those unforced errors away. So, yeah, it was a really disappointing game, but we've learned. And the squad this week have been absolutely phenomenal. Mm. They have raised the bar in training, and they really want it. So I'm looking forward to getting out there today and to seeing what, from the back of those 2 training sessions that we've had, or 3 training sessions we've had, what we can deliver today in today's match.
Do you know what? That's really awesome to hear, because, again, it's sometimes when you do face defeat that you learn more about yourself as a person and how you fit into this team ethos, Kat, that I know you have been instrumental in, for want of a better word, drilling into this Mavs team, who all embrace it, which is brilliant. So I'm really pleased to hear that, again, it's got to be done on court, as you and I both know, but from what you've witnessed as a very tough taskmaster, from a rebound perspective in training, has been nothing but positive.
Absolutely, yeah, no, definitely. And I think it just shows that the strength of character, the heart and the desire that the players want. And, you know, we absolutely know we should be up in that top 4, but it's actually, as you say, going out and delivering it week after week. And the season is that the top teams are, the slightly lower teams are beating top teams now. We've had Loughborough that beat Wasps recently by 1 goal.
Yes.
And those small margins absolutely matter. Team Bath only just beat Sirens. And those, again, small margins really matter. It is the victory that everybody is looking for, and obviously the points. But it's also the small margins and the small errors that are really costly at the moment. So yeah, looking forward to a more positive performance this evening.
And I'm sure it will prove to be that again in front of the no doubt sold-out home faithful again, as we build up towards the big one, Milton Keynes against Wasps very soon. As you say, it is such a competitive league, which also makes it compelling viewing, which in turn will only grow your great sport. I mean, it's interesting to me, Surrey Storm, perennial playoff team, multiple championships in their locker, down in 6th at the moment before a ball has been passed. So they are no mugs, as you rightly know. Great to hear Mavs looking with a bit between their teeth to bounce back today. But any unforced errors, I'm sure, will be punished severely by the Storm.
Absolutely, yeah. You can't give any team easy ball this year, and we're well aware of that fact. And we're looking to go out and, as I say, put a good strong performance in. We've got the squad, we've got the bench to take these wins and take these games, and yeah, we're looking forward to delivering this evening.
No doubt about it. With Razzie Kwasi, a player of the match in that narrow defeat against table-topping Manchester Thunder. Georgie, once again, 90% shooting. The twins, Corbin, doing it in the middle, and everybody else around building towards what is, I think now, a formidable Mavs outfit. So I'm very excited. And I'm really excited as this continues, as we are now into the second half of the season. Kat, remind us, how can we learn more about you, get involved with the mighty juggernaut that is the Saracens Mavericks?
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be great for some listeners to come down and to watch some games. The Storm game this evening is sold out, but there are further tickets for our further games. As you mentioned, we're playing at the MK Arena, Marshalls Arena, which is the MK Dons site. But details and tickets can be purchased at www.mk.com. mavericksnetball.co.uk.
Hey, perfect. Do check that out, because seriously, from director of netball, Kat Ratnapala, you've just heard from down right through to all the unsung heroes behind the scenes. It's a culture of success. It's a fabulous, dynamic, fast-paced sport, which is going all the way to the stratosphere. Get involved with the Mavs as they are still well in the playoff hunt at the moment towards the business end of the season. Kat, always, it's a genuine pleasure to chat to you. From myself, from the whole team at Verbal Sports, best of luck in front of the home faithful today as you guys look to bounce back to winning ways, and I look forward to picking things up with you next week.
Lovely. Thanks so much, Tony. Thanks.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.